put
well,
in enough.
Well, some people are into like air hoses and shit.
Ricky, stop talking about yourself.
Well, that's
just because you like it does not mean it's a fetish.
Oh,
I don't know. Big fatty. Have you
big
ever?
Fatty. Big fatty.
Have you ever blown into someone's asshole and blown it up like a balloon? Because
we should. Big fatty. Have you ever used a female condom on someone? And if you did, tell us how it was.
Well, definitely. Could you use it for a puppet show? Is it big enough?
Well, you just. It would be kind of like a.
Do you want to open one?
Well, it wouldn't fit for James.
Open it
Royce.
For JD because he's really interested in it right now.
I think he might have the smallest hands here too.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just because you like it does not mean it's a fetish.
Yes. Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1230. The BFO for Monday, the 15th of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I am going to tell you about the weekend, y'all. And it all started off with a haywire coffee machine. Hello, Faders. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Faders today. Not Vader. Not Vader, but Faders. Because, y'all, I meant to mention this last week, but, y'all, there was a quick little twit on the Twitty. By the Ginger Bear, who you heard at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, he says, and y'all, this is between Twitties of, oh, vote for us at the podcast awards. And y'all, then there was one that he slipped in there. I'm thinking of stopping podcasting. Oh! So, you know, pod fading. But, y'all, this, you know, all is not lost if the Ginger Bear pod fades, because, y'all, that just means that James LeRoy and Waylon, y'all, they can do the diarrhea monologues. And so, y'all, it's really a win-win. Be ready, you're going to get in trouble. So, anyway, but, speaking of the podcast awards, y'all, mercifully, thank Hydrogen, today is the last day for nominations, so we won't have to hear about that. But y'all, then there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth when people aren't nominated. And then for those who do get nominated, you'll never hear the end of, vote for us. So y'all, it's a never-ending circle. A never-ending circle, my dear sweet Gussie. Mac Mussey. Y'all, speaking of the Ginger Bear, I've got my clothes in the dryer. And so y'all, if the dryer goes off during the little show, y'all, I'll have to get up and hang up my pillowcase panties. Yes, Big Fatty, vulgar. But anyway, y'all, before we go any further, y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, I guess y'all, now my assistant, the assistant has not sent me the list of the celebrations of exiting. Oh, y'all, that is some homemade lemon chicken soup. Yes, Big Fatty. My assistant has not sent me the list for this week. But y'all, I had this one on my list. And y'all, how appropriate that the stinky orangutans open today's little show. Because y'all, today, the 15th of October, y'all, it is Miss Miranda, you know, from up there in the Soames Bar. Y'all, it's her celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, I can only imagine what kind of celebration there'll be in the Soames Bar. Yes, Big Betty, I'm sure to be lovely. And y'all, by the way, The assistant, I believe I have this right. I'm not 100% sure, but y'all, I believe the assistant missed a birthday last week. You know, the assistant forgot to tell me about that Hat M's celebration. By the way, y'all, there were all kinds of pictures of the Hat M's celebration on the 20 over the weekend. Y'all, evidently he's 73 years old, but y'all, he celebrated with a gin and tonic. Big Freddy, that's lovely. And y'all, there was cake. Yes, Big Freddy, we saw it. And y'all, I believe that ad jury had a celebration of exiting the birth canal last Friday. And if that's true, I apologize for missing that one. But y'all, you know, it's hard to get good help nowadays. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it's hard to get good help. Big Fatty. But anyway, Miss Melinda, Miranda, or whatever the hell you're going by these days, I hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, do you think there'll be cake? Probably rum cake.
Happy birthday!
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since the last time I spoke to you, you know, I recorded on Thursday evening, late, y'all. It was late Thursday evening, and y'all, after I recorded, I was getting ready for Friday, and y'all, what I do each night is I get my coffee ready, because, you know, I've got the coffee maker that takes the whole coffee beans and it grinds them up, and then you know, you got to put the water and the beans and the filter in there and set the timer and all that kind of stuff. And so y'all, I went to start doing that, and y'all, the coffee maker, y'all, it just went haywire. It went haywire, and y'all, I couldn't get it it wasn't working. There was some sort of electrical mechanical error. And so y'all, I was not able to get the coffee ready so it would be ready when I got up Friday morning. And y'all, this was terrible. And so I said, well, maybe I can just get up Friday morning and just, you know, just plug it in. Because, y'all, I had to unplug it. I was afraid there might be some sort of mechanical electrical disaster or something like that. So I got up Friday morning and plugged it in. And, y'all, it didn't. It just sat there. Just dead as a doorknob. You know, like a knot on a log. Like a Woodland Hills podcaster who didn't do a little show on Friday. It was just nothing there. Nothing there. It just wouldn't. It refused to work. So, y'all, I said, well, this is not good. Because, you know, Friday was one of the busiest days in the coal mine. So, y'all, I went into the coal mine, and y'all, we, you know, we have one of those Keurig, one of those you know, the instant cup, the little cup things that makes the individual cups of coffee. And y'all, I had a Starbucks dark, and then I had another Starbucks dark, and then I had another Starbucks dark. And y'all, I would have one of these Keurig machines, y'all, but y'all, it just, I'd go into the Poe House. You know, you buy enough of those Keurig cups, and y'all, it's as expensive as a cruise of a lifetime with Gooch. Yes, Big Freddy. And, so y'all, I was in a tizzy. It was not a good way to start off one of the busiest days in the coal mine. So, anyway. But, y'all, a busy day, and then after it was all over, Larry Klein and I went out, and we had us some barbecue, y'all, I had some fried okra. It was delicious. And it made me think of Dr. Stone, because, you know, Dr. Stone loves a good Southern barbecue. And Dr. Stone, next time, it's about time for you to come back to Charleston to enjoy some Southern barbecue. But y'all, it was really good. And it could have been that I was just starving also. But anyway, Friday night, y'all, I was a sloth. I was an absolute sloth. No, I wasn't. Big Freddy, you don't know what you were. Y'all, I went to the Kohl's because I needed a new coffee maker. And y'all, this is where I got the one that went haywire. Y'all, I looked up and down the coffee maker aisle, and y'all, I couldn't find, they call it the grind and brew. And y'all, I went up and down the aisle, and I couldn't find it. And I was getting very down in the dumps, y'all. I was down in the dumps. Y'all, then I went around the corner. But y'all, I also didn't see those Keurig machines. And I said, well, there's got to be more of them somewhere. And y'all, I went around the corner, and on a separate display, they had all the fancy coffee makers. And y'all, there was the grind and brew. And y'all, this is top of the line now. This is the Cuisinart. The Cuisinart grind and brew, y'all. And, I found exactly what I wanted, which was exactly what I had that stopped working. You know, it just went haywire. And, so y'all, but it's an expensive machine. Y'all, this coffee maker is $180. Big Freddy, you've got more money than you've got sense. Well, that's true. But y'all, it was on sale. It was $20 off plus. Big Fatty had a coupon. Big Fatty, of course you had a coupon. And y'all, the coupon was for 20% off. So that, you know, 20% of $160 was $32 off. So it took it down to $128. And y'all, then if you, for every $50 that you spend, you get $10 in the Kohl's cash. Well, y'all, I had $128. I was just $22 short of having $150 to get me $30 in the Kohl's cash. So y'all, I looked around. Y'all, I found a nice pair of linen pants. Big Fatty, how fancy. And y'all, then I found a pair of blue suede shoes. Big Fatty, are you gonna grow your sideburns into mutton chops and start eating banana sandwiches? No. But y'all, blue suede shoes, y'all, regularly $90. They won't sell for $9. And they had my size, so y'all, I figured for $9, if I wore them twice, that I would have gotten my money's worth. So I got those also, y'all, and they're fancy. Fancy blue suede shoes. Big Fatty. So I got that, and y'all, I had $10 in the Kohl's cash, and y'all, my total came, because you know I do all the ciphering before I ever get up to the register. By the way, y'all, when I went to the Kohl's, y'all, they had the crema decorations already up. Y'all, it's too early for that. You know, they need to wait another 2 weeks until the 1st of November. Try to wait till the 1st of November. But y'all, they're already up. They're already in crema mode. And I saw somebody else saying that another store was in crema mode also. I don't remember which one it was. Y'all, I went up to the register, and my total came to $152, which would have gotten me $30 in Kohl's cash. But y'all, when I was pulling out my charger plate to pay for all this, y'all, my $10 in Kohl's cash fell out of my pocketbook, and y'all, it fell on the counter, and the girl picked it up and she scanned it, and I said, well, you know, that's okay. And y'all, but that took me down to $142, so I only got $20 in Kohl's cash. And I said, no, no. And so, y'all, we had to go through the whole rigmarole, and we had to void everything out, and I paid, you know, I got my old $10 back, and then they had to go in and ring it all up again and void everything. And y'all, it was a mess. It was just a mess. But y'all, I walked out with my original $10 in Kohl's cash and $30 more in the Kohl's cash. So y'all, you've got to, you know, that's how they get you. That is a perfect example of hats, how they get you, because y'all, they're sneaky like that. They try every trick in the book to yes, Big Freddy, we got it, move forward. But anyway, and then on Saturday, y'all, Saturday I was a sloth. It came home Friday night, and I set up the new coffee maker. One of the reasons that I went ahead and got the same kind that I already did is because, you know, y'all, the grinder unit and the basket and the carafe, the giraffe that the coffee goes into, those are all exactly the same. So, y'all, now I have backups in case something gets broken or something like that. So, y'all, I've got a backup so I don't have to order additional pieces, parts. Then on Saturday, y'all, I got a notification that I had a little something-something in the P.O. box. But, y'all, it was just a little something from Dr. Stone, so I'm not going to... Let's just say that he was paying an outstanding debt. Big Freddy, you're not supposed to say what it was. Well, anyway, but let's see what else. And then Saturday, I stopped by and picked that up. And y'all, then I went and y'all, Granny and Miss Porter were there. Y'all, we had a good old time. However, y'all, I gotta tell you this, y'all. Patrick of y'all, he was behind the bar, which is very unusual, y'all. Very unusual to see the proprietor behind the bar. And so, y'all, it prompted questions. And so we were like, yes. And y'all, three bartenders quit since last Saturday. Two that had been there for many, many years. They had done other things at the bar, but you know, they had recently become bartenders, and they do a good job. And y'all, then the proprietor's other half just told him to go fuck himself, I guess. And so he quit also. So y'all, the proprietor Patrick was behind the bar serving cocktails, and y'all, he was drinking cocktails as much as he was serving them. So I don't know that they made a dime. And y'all, there's a small crowd on Saturday night. Small crowd. And y'all, I don't have anything to report on Granny's health or anything like that. I said, how's the Cobb Awareness Program? Which, by the way, y'all, that KC in Denver has named it the CAP, y'all. It is the BFO CAP, the Cobb Awareness Program. And, y'all, he said, oh, it's going well. He says, I'm cooking all the damn time. I said, Granny, I told you that was going to happen. And he says, it's not hard. You know, I can handle it. It's not hard. And, y'all, I went, well, I think that's lovely. And he goes, well, I did cheat that one time. And I went, okay, here we go. So, y'all, he cheated by going to the Subway sandwich shop and getting a foot long submarine sandwich. One of them hoagies, a hoagie ain't nothing but a hero. A hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Yes, Big Freddy, you fucked it up, but we got it. And, oh, dear gussie. And, but he only ate 6 inches of the bread, but took all 12 inches of the meat and toppings and put it in the 6 inches. So, you know, at least he's trying. Big Fatty, we've always thought he's trying. And anyway, so y'all, there's so much more of the weekend that I need to tell you, but obviously I am out of time, and so I'll just have to continue this tomorrow. So y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday, And y'all, if you are so inclined to do something fun and exciting, just remember James LeRoy saying...
Just because you like it does not mean it's a fetish.
Big Fatty, I think he's gone haywire, because that didn't apply to you.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.